Thank you for calling Therapy Well. Georgia speaking. Oh, yeah, sorry, it cut out. So it's Mondays and Tuesdays. So she has appointments from 8:30. She works from 8:30 to 3:30, sorry. I saw in the referral that you were after, was it like a school observation, or were you wanting Jay to meet Jonathan in like the school environment? So I talked to my practice manager about it earlier. Sorry, I'm just going to find the message from her. So she said that we can do that, but you would need to pay for travel to and from the clinic plus the kilometres associated with that. She does take NDIS. I'm just not sure if that works with the travel. I'll have to find out about that. I'm just going to send a message off to my practice manager now. So that would just be for the initial, that would be for meeting Jonathan. What we do though for, because he's under 18, the initial appointment that we have, we do a 90-minute intake, and that does have to be with a parent or guardian. Sorry, I'm just quickly responding to my practice manager. Oh, okay. All right. Sorry, I'm just communicating with my practice manager about the school travel. So were you just wanting this to be like a once-off meeting Jonathan at school, or and then all the time? All right. I don't know if that will be doable. Let me find out. In the environment. Sorry, just to clarify, so are you wanting to do like kind of like a classroom observation kind of thing first at school? Or they have a space for it? Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I'm just finding out from my practice manager now. I'm not sure if the appointments consistently being at school will work if we're going through NDIS, but I'm just waiting for her to get back to me around that, because she handles the financial stuff. So is the situation that the appointments would have to be at school, like just if we are unable to travel for those ones, would you guys still want to come to the practice or do telehealth or something, or would yeah Yeah. No, I understand. I'm just trying to think. All right. I'm just trying to think. So I was my practice manager just sent me a message. So she said that we'd only be able to do the travel for the first appointment. Everything else would have to be in clinic, unfortunately, or like via telehealth. Oh, hold on, she was typing. That's just what she's communicated to me at this stage, but I am just gonna wait for her to finish sending through what she's looking at the moment. She's just talking to our directors at the moment. So I'm just waiting for her to get back to me. I'm trying to think of what else we could do. We do have other clinicians that do have later hours, but unfortunately they're significantly more booked out, and I don't think that they'd have the capacity to travel even for the first appointment. But I'm just waiting to see what my practice manager says at the moment. What I might do is because my practice manager is talking to our directors at the moment. If you don't mind, I might just get back to you once they've like talked it through, seen what we have the capacity for, that kind of stuff. And then I'll reach back at, just so I'm not taking up any of your time. So I'm just gonna just take down some information just so I can make sure I've got everything. So it needs to be outside of school hours because of your work, on a Monday. And you were wanting to go through NDIS and the mental health care plan as well. And how often were you wanting Jonathan to see someone? Fortnightly. All right. Okay, cool. All right. I've noted all that down. I'll give you a call back once they've discussed how things work, that kind of thing. And I'll get back to you when I find out. Thank you so much. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.